VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello again, VoiceTubers. Jonathan here. Today I'm going to talk about the sharing economy. What is the sharing economy? Well, it's based on the idea that instead of owning everything you use, sometimes you borrow things from other people. Other times, you might share something of yours. A room in a house or a seat in a car are two common examples, but it could be anything. And money is not always exchanged either. It could be an exchange of goods, for example. I use my friend's guitar for a week, and in exchange I let him take some of my books to read. How widespread is the sharing economy? How much money does it save? How does it help the environment? Well, watch the video to find out. And now let's have a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. Mankind's obsession with ownership appears to be at a tipping point, and the sharing economy is perhaps the beginning of the antidote. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Mankind's obsession with ownership appears to be at a tipping point, and the sharing economy is perhaps the beginning of the antidote. Okay, let's look at our pronunciation tips. Blended words. Today we have to be at a. Can all be blended together to almost sound like one word. To be at a. Appears to be at a tipping point. To be at a. Our next word, obsession. Obsession has a schwa sound, a short e, and then another schwa. Obsession. And then antidote. Antidote starts with a short A that's blended with the N to make an, then a short I and a long O sound. Antidote. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word is mankind. The word mankind refers to the whole of the human race, including both men and women. When he was the first person to set foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong gave his famous quote, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Here's another example sentence. We must work for peace, not just one nation or one region, but peace for all mankind. Our next word is obsession. An obsession is something or someone that you think about all the time. Here's an example sentence. I'm worried about Billy. Playing computer games has grown from a simple hobby to a daily obsession for him. And our next word is antidote. An antidote is a chemical, especially a drug, that limits the effects of a poison. Here's an example sentence. Activated charcoal can work as an antidote for many types of poison. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. I can think of two main ways that I participate in the shared economy. First, if I'm traveling on my own, I'll often just rent out a room in a house. For example, I stayed at a place in Korea with a middle-aged Korean lady and her mother. Not only was it a good price and location, but this elderly Korean lady would make the biggest, most beautiful and elaborate breakfasts I had ever seen, filled with all kinds of tasty side dishes. Another way I participate in the shared economy is with U-Bike. I ride a bicycle almost every day here in Taiwan, yet I've never owned a bicycle. U-Bike is just too simple, affordable, and convenient. I just walk to the U-Bike station at the end of the block, swipe my card, and take a bicycle. The best part is that I don't have to return the bike where I got it. I can go to any U-Bike station and return it there. This is especially handy for short trips downtown, where it's a bit too far to walk, but a bit of a hassle to take the MRT. and I never have to worry about maintaining the bike. But enough about me, I want to hear about you. How do you participate in the sharing economy? Do you share a car on the way to work? Have you ever rented out a room to guests? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.